can you tell us about some of the concerns that growers have had about using the bags and what you found in your preliminary research?
The grower observations are what I base these comments on for the most part, and that is that the bags are somewhat labor-intensive to install and that there is some maintenance required to keep the bag in place, but the installation measures that I showed today address those issues for the most part. The growers are concerned about the volume of the bag. Inside the bag, the tree grows in a very positive way, but it fills that bag in about two seasons if you use the standard bag or individual cover height being 4 feet. It fills that volume for the most part. So there's a constraint on the canopy's growth and a twisting of the branches that we showed is correcting after the cover is removed within the first season. And then the concern about the microenvironmental conditions, which are favoring tree growth, the positive of that, the concern is that those conditions also are favoring insect mites that can get through that mesh screen that psyllids are excluded by, and that condition under the bag is more conducive for foliar diseases, for example, greasy spot.
What benefits have you found from using the bags on tree growth?
These are the trials that started back in January that Fernando Alvarez from SwiftRec has put into place. This is a Tree Defender cover. They sponsored the trial by donating the covers, and Manji Zekri coordinated that process of getting this replicated trial in place. And that trial is evaluating with and without the covers, with and without imidacloprid in different rates. It's a replicated trial at the station. The evaluation 5 months after installation, some very positive things that he is measuring are that the trees are greener, the chlorophyll content is higher. That is a indication that photosynthesis, the production, is greater than the uncovered. The microenvironment in there, as measured by an environmental monitoring probe, is that the vapor pressure deficit, that's the conditions that facilitate photosynthesis the most by keeping the stomates open and allowing photosynthesis to occur over a longer period day in and day out, that's contributing to the response that's already been seen in caliper of the scion and the rootstock both in this trial after 5 months. So these are very positive responses and indications that with the longer time that was founded by the model that was presented, Mike Irie's model that was presenting the advantages of the installation of the bag, the optimum time to install it, and then removing the bag, that the tree then goes into a flowering and fruit set mode, that the optimum period of time to install the bag is two seasons, removing the bag at the end of the second season. Then the tree proceeds into a reproductive production cycle, and that is the is all very positive economically, predicted to be highly economically advantageous because you're delaying the infection process by the years of bag installation, in this case 2 years, but the model can accommodate different parameter inputs like installing the bag for longer periods, more seasons, all the other parameters in an individual grove can be adjusted for that particular grove site. But in all cases, the economic advantages of this delay of infection, whatever number of years, is a very positive one in terms of subsequent productivity and continued productivity up to 9 years after the removal of the bag, after the installation of the tree and the removal of the bag, that this is a very positive result that has benefits going forward for several years. And this is a well-known principle in plant pathology of delaying the infection process, the epidemic, if you will, has a very large benefit in the crop's ability to produce economic returns.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.